我们
罗马书第三章，我们从第一节一直读到第四节。
Reading from verses 1-4.
罗马书第一节念到第四，十三章第一到第四节。
13 verses 1-4.
一同来读，一、二、三，在上有权柄。
因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是上帝所命的。所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒上帝的命，你抗拒的就必自己刑罚。做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善就可得他的称赞，因为他是上帝的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶就当惧怕，因为他不是空空的配件，他是神的用人，是上帝的，刑罚那作恶的。
你们读太多了吗
？No, just verse four.
刚刚好，到第四节。我们上个礼拜在这里说，我们要顺服政府的权柄。
Last week here we expounded we must submit to the authority of government.
因为没有政府的权柄，不是从上帝来的。
Because there's no such thing that government's authority doesn't come from God.
换一句话，所有的政府都是经过神权的许可才存在。
In other words, all government by the sovereignty of God, they are allowed to exist.
那许多的政府看到这一段很高兴，因为这样基督徒一定是最乖、最容易指挥、最容易管制的。
And all government when they see this statement, they are so happy because they see that Christians then are so submissive, they are easy to manage.
那么上帝的话难道就这样字面解释就够了吗？
Then that's the word of God to be only interpreted superficially.
一切政权都是从上帝来的。
That all government authority comes from God, it says.
这里隐藏的内容是丰富的不得了。
Here it contains a very rich meaning.
既然政权从上帝来的。
Since all government authority comes from God.
政权的本身不是最后的权威。
So then this government authority is not the final authority.
因为是从上帝来的。
Because it comes from God.
所以呢，真正绝对的终极性的权威是上帝，不是政府。
Because the ultimate and absolute authority is God and not man.
因为政权是从上帝来的。
Because government authority comes from God.
所以政权的本身在神的权柄之下。
So then this government authority is under the authority of God.
因为政权是从上帝来的。
Because government authority comes from God.
所以每一个政权要向上帝负责。
And that's why every government authority must be accountable to God.
因为政权是从上帝来的。
Because government authority comes from God.
所以政权应当顺服神的权威。
And that's why it must submit to the authority of God then.
如果这个政权承认上帝的存在。
If this government authority admit that God exists.
它容易顺从。
Then it's easier for it to submit.
如果他不承认上帝的存在，
if it denies the existence of God,
还照样要站在上帝面前受审。
But still, it has to stand before God to be judged by God.
因为政权是从上帝来的。
Because government authority comes from God.
所以呢，神才有最后的制裁的权利。
So then, God is the final judge.
因为政权是从上帝来的。
Because government authority comes from God.
所以我们顺服圣权的时候，
so when we submit to the government authority,
更应当知道顺服上帝。
Then all the more we know how to submit to God.
所有的政权
because all government authority
都是从上帝来的。
They come from God.
这句话更隐藏着动性的了解。
And even more, this statement contains the dynamic understanding.
就是推翻现在的政权，以后成立的新政权也是从上帝。
So after you dethrone this government authority and establish another authority, that authority also comes from God.
一切的政权从上帝来。
Because you see that all the authority comes from God.
一切就包括过去的、现在跟将来的。
Or it means that which in the past and now even in the present future.
这样去了解这些圣经。
So when you dynamically understand the Bibles in this manner,
你知道神的话何等高超。
You know that God's word is transcending.
所以呢，在摩西对法老的讲话中间。
So at a time when Moses spoke to Pharaoh,
他清楚记载下来法老的硬心。也是神叫他硬心。
Very clearly he recorded that Pharaoh hardened his heart is because God hardened his heart.
法老抵挡上帝命令是神旨意中间所许可。
So when Pharaoh go against the will of God, it is because in God's plan, God to permit that.
在但以理书里面告诉我们。
In the book Daniel it tells us.
要叫你知道上帝在人的国中掌权。
It's so that you know that God is sovereign amongst men's authority.
所以尼布加尼撒以傲慢的手就 掉下来像牛吃草一样可怜的心。
So when Nebuchadnezzar was so arrogant, he fell and he ate and fed like a cow.
当西律王代表以为自己可以用上帝的身份讲话的时候，
When King Herod thought that he could speak like God,
神就差一条虫当夜给他把他杀死。
God only must send a worm, and that night he was killed by the worm.
这都证明政权在神面前没有什么了不起。
Only to prove that government authority has nothing before God.
每一个做长官的人，
every officer,
都以为自己可以上策之风云，下管制万事。
And he thought that he is the one who commands winds and the storms and he can rule people.
却不知道圣经说的，做王的人，他不过是一口气，当耶和华使他停止呼吸的时候，他就结束生命。
But the Bible says that one who is the emperor only has a breath, but God takes away his breath and he ceases to be an emperor.
你不要惧怕君王。
Do not be frightened of the emperors.
你要敬畏耶和华。
But fear the Lord.
因为在他口中的不过是一口气。
Because what he has in his mouth is but a breath.
有一次我腰痛了两个多月。有个医生用 chiropractic 的办法来医治我。
There was one I was so feeling so painful for more than a month with my waist, and the chiropractic treated me.
那我就劝他信耶稣。
So I asked him to believe in Christ.
他说我也常常读圣经。
He said many times I read the Bible.
我说你读圣经有什么感想？
I said what kind of feeling to have when you read the Bible?
他说我发觉你们的圣经早就讲了一些的 chiropractic 所看重最重要的道理。
I see that there are things that you have spoken in the Bible with the chiropractic are preaching, but long ago said by the Bible.
我说呢，你看到哪一件呢？
I said, which verse have you read?
他说，就是刚才我提的，你不要惧怕他们，他不过口中一口气。
He said that, do not be afraid of them because what they have is what a breath in his mouth.
整个生命不过是用呼吸去维持的。
Because the whole life is sustained by a breath.
让你吸进的氧气就进到你的脑里。
When you inhale oxygen, it comes to the brain.
这个脑就用脑后面的这个神经中枢指挥全身的活动。
So the nervous system, central nervous system that manage and control all the body parts.
所以氧气不能通到脑的时候，
So when oxygen cannot come to the brain,
脑不能指挥全身的时候，
When the mind cannot command the whole body,
就是活着也像死的。
Even though you live, you are like dead.
所以他说我们 chiropractic 的医生，
You see, we as practitioner of chiropractic,
这个原理看见生命是何等奇妙。
We see that life is so strange.
而你们的圣经早就讲这些。
And the Bible has said long ago.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
世界的政权
and the authority of the world
是有时间性，
their time, their temporal,
上帝的王权
and God's sovereignty
永永远远
last forever.
世界的君王、首长、总统等等，
the kings and the presidents of the world
几十年就过去了，
they pass away in decades.
我有上帝的宝座永不动摇，从根骨到永远没有改变。
And God's throne alone is unshaken forever to ever.
所以这段圣经不要单单从字面去了解。
So this passage we shouldn't understand literally or superficially.
要用动性的原理去解经。
But understanding in the dynamic principle.
也看出了神在人之上。
We see that God's above man.
神权在人权。
And God's sovereignty is above man's authority.
所以先知们他们讲到的时候，
So the prophet when they preach,
他们看见了宝座以上的宝座。
They see a throne above all thrones.
政权以上的政权。
An authority which is above all authorities.
这个世界的权力以上的权力。
And a power which is above all secular powers.
看见了国度以上的国度。
And see a kingdom which is above all kingdoms.
所以这是先知一方面顺服政府的权柄。
So the prophet on one hand submits to the government authority.
一方面他们敢批判政权的腐败。
But on the other hand, they dare to criticize the corruptions of the government.
但政权的腐败被先知们批判的时候，
When the corruption of the government is being criticized by the prophets,
他们就过越过他们的界限。
So they then transcend, trespass their limits,
用他们的权力来杀害上帝的仆人。
So they use their power to kill the servant of God.
所以神的仆人在暂时中就死了。
So then God's servant in the time, the temporary, they die.
没有一个忠心为神讲道的先知死以后他的话不影响世界。
But there is no single prophet whereby when there's a lie he faithfully preached the word of God, after he died the word still continue to work.
没有一个杀害先知的政权死以后不受历史咒诅的。
And there's never government authority that killed the prophet of God, after they pass away they are cursed by the ages.
像耶稣基督说，那能杀害你的身体 不能伤害你灵魂的，你不要惧怕。
And that's why Jesus says, fear not those that can kill your body but not your soul.
我们上个礼拜讲的最后一点的时候，
And last week when he preached about the last point,
我们就提到一个问题，基督徒可以不可以参与革命？
That is, can Christians participate in revolution?
因为这段圣经说你要顺服他。
Because here he said, you must submit to them.
既然你要顺服政府，你怎么可以革命政府？
Since you submit to them, how can you be involved in revolution?
当你革政府的命的时候， when, 岂不是你先违抗上帝这一方面的命令？
When you want to rationalize, isn't it you go against this statement?
所以当这些事必须发生的时候，
So when this thing surely have to happen,
就成为许多基督徒内心很大的挣扎。
It become a struggle within the heart of Christians.
如果按照这段圣经来说，
If according to this passage,
那么孙中山先生是基督徒，为什么他推翻满清呢？
Then Dr. Sun Nixon, he's a Christian, how can he go against Manchurians?
他是不是读圣经就漏掉罗马书十三章？
Is he that when he read the Bible, he forgot to read Romans chapter 13?
是不是他读过了故意忘记，他免得得罪上帝？
Oh, yeah, very purposely he forgot so that he wanted to go against God.
他凭什么解释这段圣经？
Based on what did he interpret this verse?
我相信我们无从找到孙中山先生的革命跟这些圣经的解释曾经在他脑海或者他的笔墨中间留下什么记录。
I truly believe that we cannot find a record whereby how that relate this chapter 13 and his principle of revolution.
照样当 Jose Rizal 推翻过去的政权，
So when Jose Rizal against also he revolutionized his government,
菲律宾可以独立起来的时候，
So that Philippine can go independent,
是不是他也违背了这一段？
Is it because he had gone against this verse?
当印尼有许多最好的基督徒将军推翻了荷兰人的时候，
When also Indonesia has very good general who go against the Holland,
包括西马图庞，包括有一些很好的路德会的将军，
and some very good Lutheran generals,
他们的加入战士，
they also were involved in the warfare,
与苏卡诺哈达一同推翻政权，
and together with Sukarno, they go against the government.
苏卡诺哈达两个人是回教徒，
Sukarno Hatta, two of them are Muslims,
但是这些的西马图邦等等他们是基督徒。
When Sima Tupang, these people are Christians,
那这些基督徒是为了爱国爱民族忘记了圣经呢？
And this Christian, is it because they are patriotic and they love the nation, they forgot the Bible?
基督徒怎么可以参加革命呢？
How can Christians participate in revolution?
基督徒怎么可以对付或者反抗政府？
How can Christians go against the government?
我当然要我们每个人顺服政府。
Of course, I want you to submit to the government.
但是上个礼拜我讲了一句话，我相信你有一些人记得。
But last week I said a statement, maybe most of you will remember.
知道当政府的命令违背神的命令的时候，我要顺服神。
When the command coming from the government is going against the command of God, then we must submit to God.
这样的基督徒应该很严谨的查考圣经。
Then Christians must study the Bible well.
政权到底到什么地方叫做越过原来的权限？
Government authority until what limit we can say that they have transgressed the limit?
政府的权柄到什么地方叫做在神给他的权限的范围之内？
To what limit the government's authority must be so that within the allow of God?
那个界限到底是谁定？
Who fixed that limit?
差不多二十年前，
About 20 years ago,
有一次呢，香港要派一些基督教的领袖，
Hong Kong wanted to send some these Christian leaders
到北京去讲关于宗教自由的题目，
and going to Beijing to preach about religious freedom,
因为他们要建立这个香港的基本法，
because they want to form the basic constitution of Hong Kong.
当时有些教会的领袖要出发以前，
so before some of the Christian leaders of Hong Kong want to depart for Beijing,
他们来参加我的聚会，
they came to my meeting.
那我那一次正在讲，
so I was then preaching
有关于这个国家民主等等的事情，
about this nation, about this government.
所以我就提到一句话，
so I mentioned a statement,
宗教自由，
religious freedom,
不是政府送给我们的，
it's not given by the government,
这是神已经原放在人里面的，
it's what God initially put within our heart.
所以宗教自由不是政府给人民的礼物，
so religious freedom is not the freedom given by the government.
宗教自由是神赋予人的基本人权，
but rather something God has endowed as a human right.
所以我们不能说因为政府给我们有宗教自由我们感激政府而忘记上帝的恩典。
So you cannot say that because the government gave me the freedom in religion that I can give thanks to the government and forget God.
相反的，当政府违背这个自然律的时候，
in the reverse when the government go against this natural law,
政府 剥削人的基本人权，是敬拜上帝的自由。
And to deprive our basic human right to worship God，
我们不但不要惧怕，我们应当祷告，求主给政府醒悟过来，或者我们基督徒要指责政府。
Not only we don't have to pray, we want to pray for them so the government will come to the realization, or we want to pray and critique them。
为什么上帝才给摩西到？法老的王宫里面。
And that's why God sent Moses to the palace of Pharaoh.
摩西指着法老说，
And Moses pointed to Pharaoh and said,
Let my people go.
让我的百姓去。
Go to the wilderness.
去到旷野。
And will there be there. They will worship their God.
他们在那里要敬拜他们的神。
让他们去吧。
Let them go.
他们要自由。
They want their freedom.
敬拜上帝。
They want to worship their God.
所以这是神给人的权利。
Because this is the power that God has given to us.
这件事告诉我们，法老管制百姓。
This is only about to tell us that this is a Pharaoh govern the people.
这是另外一件事。
This is another matter.
但他不可以管制人敬拜上帝的权利。
But he cannot interfere the freedom of men in religion.
当一个政府要走无神路线。
When the government wants to go to atheistic policy,
他的愚昧是他自己的事情。
His foolishness is his own account.
但他强逼每一个人都要无神的时候，他就越过范围。
But if he were to force all the people to be atheistic, then he has transgressed the boundary.
政府要拜其他的神，他的自由。
So when the government wants to worship other gods, that's their freedom.
但政府禁止人拜对的真神的时候，他是越过范围。
But they want to ban and prohibit us to worship the only God, then he has transgressed his boundary.
但以理是一个很顺从的人。
So Daniel is a very submissive person.
一个很贤惠的人。
A one is very wise.
也是一个肯跟外邦政权合作的人。
A one is going to cooperate with the pagan government.
所以但以理可以被选作尼布加尼撒巴比伦国度里面的宰相。
So he could be elected as the prime minister of Babylon.
他是神的儿女。
He is the children of God.
他是敬拜上帝的人。
He is one who fears the Lord.
敬拜上帝的人可以在无神的国度的政府的办公室里面做事情。
But among the atheistic government office, could he serve then?
如果今天李建安在莫斯科在那边做外交部长。
If today Li Keqiang were to be the ambassador in Moscow,
那么他到底是不是还是忠于上帝
的？ Is he still faithful to God?
因为那个国家是不相信上帝。
Because that the nation doesn't believe in God.
那么但以理所侍奉的这个政府是不相信耶和华的。
So Daniel, the government that he served doesn't believe in Jehovah.
而且这个国度以后还要建立金像。叫人必拜上帝，叫人要拜那些偶像。
And also this kingdom make cows so that people want to worship to that image and that idol.
金像不是牛像。
And also this the golden figure.
Golden
image.
Golden idols.
Golden idols.
这个假的神。
The false god.
所以呢，这个政府根本不是属上帝。
So this government doesn't belong to God then.
那么呢？为什么但以理还在跟他们合作呢？
So why is that Daniel still cooperate with them?
所以用某一种属灵观的解释来
说。 So from a spiritual understanding of it,
但以理一定是不与神同心的。
And Daniel, surely he doesn't go work with God then.
但以理一定是不顺服上帝。
Surely he's not submissive to God then.
但以理一定不是真心做先知。
Surely he's not a true prophet then.
但以理一定不是全职侍奉的。
Surely that he's not a full time serving God then.
但以理如果全职侍奉，怎么八点到四点在尼布加尼撒的宫殿里面办事情？
Because if he were fully serving God, then how can he 8 to 4 he is serving in the palace?
So Daniel must not be a full time ministry.
He must not be a full time minister.
He's a full time ministry of the government of Atheists.
他只不过是非神论者政府里面的这个侍奉人员。
但是圣经没有说但以理啊。
But the government doesn't say Daniel.
一天二十四小时侍奉我吧。
Well, come and serve me 24 hours a day.
否则你就不是全职的传道人。
If not, you are not full time minister.
圣经没有说但以理不是先知。
And the Bible never said that Daniel is not a prophet.
圣经说但以理是先知。
But rather he said that Daniel is a prophet.
所以上帝没有怪责他跟尼布加尼撒的政府有合作。做工的这件事。
So God never rebuked that Daniel. The fact is that he worked with the government and cooperated with them.
那么当你这样一个被信任顺服的一个这个存在。
So then this Daniel want to be trusted, an officer to be entrusted.
什么时候他反抗王命？
When did he go against the government's command?
就是刚才所讲的。
The thing that we said just
当尼布加尼撒叫他一定要不敬拜上帝的时候，
When God commanded Daniel to worship God,
他就不顺服。
以上什么责任？
因为这是对神人当尽的责任。
Because this is what men have to account of the God。
但你每天朝着这个耶路撒冷地方开着窗口对上帝祷告。
Daniel every single day opened the window and faced Jerusalem to pray to God。
但你的三个朋友撒巴拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥，无论如何不要屈膝，不要弯腰，不要敬拜。用金所烧成的偶像。
And the three friends of Daniel also, they do not want to bow themselves to worship that golden idol.
宁可被火烧死。
Rather than be burned in the furnace.
他们要顺服上帝，勇敢抗拒王命。
They want to obey to God and very boldly run to go against the government.
宁可被狮子撕毁吃掉。
Rather than be torn by the lion.
他们继续向真神祷告。
They continue to pray to the true God.
这样的一个抗拒亡命的人，是不是不顺服政府？
Then a one who go against the commandment of the government, is he going against the government then?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
抗拒亡命。
The one who go against the government's order.
不一定等于不顺服政府。
It doesn't mean that you're not submitting to the government.
所以这里所讲的，你要顺服在上权柄的，不等于说所有的命令你都要遵守。
Here you say that you must submit to the government authority. It doesn't mean all command coming from them you must obey.
这样当政府越权的时候，
So when I'm going to transcend the boundary,
你的抗命是保守你的信仰。
Then your objection comes to be keeping of your faith.
为了保守信仰而抗命，不等于是革命。
Because you want to keep your faith, you go against them. It doesn't mean that you're a system.
我们谈的第二步。
So we come to the second stage.
如果抗命是为了保全信仰，
If to go against, which means to keep your own faith,
这是圣经明文记载有例子可以效法的。
This is very explicitly recorded in the Bible, something we can have example to copy.
但是如果革命不是故意不但抗命，而且要把它割掉吗？
If you were to participate in revolution, doesn't mean the one will dethrone them.
这又怎么解释呢？
Now how we interpret that?
所以呢，革命不是每一个人都要参加的。
So not every single one must participate in revolution.
不是每一个人都可以有份的。
Not everyone should have a share then.
所以基督徒如果不清楚，也不明白神给你这样特殊的任命，你不可以参加革命。
If Christian doesn't understand this, the special mission God has given to you, then you shouldn't participate in revolution.
那孙中山怎么可以参加革命呢？
Dr. Sun Lik-san, how come he participated then?
不但可以参加革命，
Not only that he can,
而且他还要带领革命。
He was the leader.
基督徒也带领非基督徒一同革命。
And even Christians should lead the non-Christian to revolution.
但是怎么知道这个革命是不是神给他特别的任务？怎么清楚知道神的呼召？
How then does he know this is calling from God, that this revolution is a clear calling of God to him?
我们平常清楚神的呼召，常常问怎么知道他叫我做传道，就这个事。
In the past, we only asked how do I clear that God wanted me to be a minister.
直到今天很少人问我，我怎么知道神呼召我革命？
And until today, nobody asked me how do I know that God wants me to participate in revolution.
所以这种人是少而又少的。
So these kind of people are very scanty.
特别是基督徒要搞革命的。
And especially Christians want to participate in revolution.
好像跟普通，特别是福音派的属灵传统的观念完全不一样。
As if it go against the traditional evangelical spirituality.
让华盛顿反抗英国的时候，
You know, Washington when it go against Britain.
基督徒在英国，
and the Christians are in Britain.
基督徒也在美国，
they were also in America.
那华盛顿是基督徒，
then Washington is a Christian.
基督徒反对基督徒的政府，
so Christian going against Christians and ruling.
当孙中山反对满清的时候，
when Dr. Sun Lik-san go against Manchuria,
满清不是基督徒，
Manchuria is not a Christian nation.
孙中山是基督徒，
but Sun Lik-san is.
所以基督徒反对非基督徒的政府，
so Christian to go against non-Christian government.
当苏甘茂反对这个荷兰人的时候，
when Sukarno go against Netherlands,
是非基督徒反对基督徒，
it's a non-Christian going against the Christian.
所以你说这三个不同的情形，把它讲来，结果呢，我越来越乱了。
So these are three different situations. How can we harmonize them?
基督徒可以反对非基督徒。
Christian can go against non-Christians.
或者非基督徒可以反对基督徒。
Or non-Christian can go against Christians.
或者基督徒可以反对基督徒。
Or Christian can go against Christians.
这样你看见了，圣经的原则是超过所谓基督徒非基督徒之上。
So that you see a biblical principle transcend whether Christian or non-Christian.
政府有一些神给他的权柄。
The government has some authority given by God.
所以你不可反抗。
You cannot go against them.
政府超越 他所得到的权限。
When government has transgressed the boundary they are given to,
侵脱了神给人的基本人权，特别是敬拜的权柄。
And encroaching into the basic human right God has given to them, especially in worshiping,
神会透过一些的百姓来反抗这个政权。
God then through certain part of the people will go against this government.
有时是借着外邦来对付他的儿女。
Sometimes using the pagans to deal with his own people.
有时借着神的儿女对付外邦的政权。
Some through his own children to go against the pagans.
你说哪里有这样的例子，借着外邦来对付这个神的儿女的政权？
Where do you have this example whereby God through the pagans want to deal with his own people?
这特别是在以色列被掳的这个历史事件，
especially in the history of captivity of the Jews.
其他的先知不敢这么讲，
and the prophet doesn't say in this manner.
他们心里就是讲耶路撒冷有上帝的殿，
he said Jerusalem has a temple of God.
殿里面有上帝的约柜，
in the temple there's the ark of God.
约柜里面的上帝亲手写的十条诫命，
in the ark there's the tablet written by God the Ten Commandments.
没有办法想明白怎么可能上帝把以色列人交给外邦人呢？
So there's no way for them to understand how can God commit Jerusalem to the pagans.
外邦的神都是假神。
Because the pagan gods are false gods.
以色列的神才是真神。
And the God of Israel is the true God.
真神一定是得胜假神。
So the true God must overrule and victorious over them.
怎么打结果一定耶和华的军队得胜。
So no matter how they fight the Jehovah's army must prevail.
所以他们考虑来考虑去。
So they consider this and that.
就产生一种宗教性的假象跟平安。
They have a kind of superficial religious phenomena and peace in their heart.
以为耶路撒冷永远攻不破。
They thought that Jerusalem cannot be conquered.
圣殿永远不会被摧毁。
The temple cannot be demolished.
约柜永远不会被掳去。
The ark cannot be snatched away.
神一定保守他亲手所写的这个发达的四条诫命。
God surely will keep safe the tablet they have written with his own fingers.
所以每次君王问先知的时候。
So every time when the emperor asked the prophet,
先知照样画葫芦。
The prophet will say the same thing.
他说耶和华的殿在这里，耶和华一定保护。
So Jehovah's temple is here, surely you will keep this temple.
只有一个先知突破这个迷信。
Only one prophet break through this superstition.
这个先知是谁呢？
Who is he?
就是耶利米。
Jeremiah.
他说以色列人啊，
Israel,
你们不要说。
You don't say that.
这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿。
The Jehovah's temple, Jehovah's temple, Jehovah's temple.
耶和华如此说。
Jehovah said this way.
日子将要到。
When the time shall come.
巴比伦要来。
Babylon will come.
把这个殿拆毁了。
And will demolish this temple.
把以色列百姓掳去了。
And will capture the Israelites.
你们要被抓去，离开耶路撒冷。70年才能回来。
You capture and leave Jerusalem for 70 years before we return.
所以耶利米说这样的话是从来没有一个先知这样讲。
So Jeremiah said something the prophet never said before.
他们大发脾气。
So they got so angry with him.
因为他是卖国者。
That he is a betrayer.
他是不爱国的人。
He is not patriotic.
所以他们就把他监禁起来。
So they imprisoned him.
他们就羞辱他。
And put him to shame.
他们就加害逼迫他。
And also persecute him.
年老的耶利米受身心创伤，痛苦无穷无尽。
So the old Jeremiah was hurt physically and spiritually and with heart.
结果了别的先知，
So all other prophets,
有的讥笑耶利米，
Some will mock at him.
有的因为自己更容易讨好皇帝，
Some thought that they appease also the emperor.
小人永远是小人，
Because the lowly people are lowly people.
他们不但不能明白君子的心好像宰相肚子里面可以撑住。
So they couldn't understand the mind of the gentleman like as broad as the river.
好，更不明白上帝永远的旨意是什么样。
All the more they cannot understand the eternal plan of God.
所以呢，以色列灭亡的时候。
So at the time when the Jews were at the throne.
这些假先知与他们一同灭亡。
And also a false prophet died together with the Israelites.
不但圣殿被烧掉。不但城墙被摧毁，
also this wall of the city was demolished.
这个约柜被掳去，
the ark was taken away.
当叙利亚王建圣殿的时候，
so at the time when King Herod built the temple,
何等华美！
It was so glorious.
缺乏一件事情，
one thing was lacking.
是一个没有约柜的圣殿，
a temple without the ark.
至圣所里面空空如也。
The Holy of Holies is empty.
上帝啊，你在哪里？
God, where are you?
上帝啊，连你的约柜你都保不住。
God, you couldn't even keep your own ark.
你让外邦人来战胜你的政府。
You allow the pagans to overrule your own government.
你让那些敬拜假神的政权胜过真正 有你所许可建立的以色列神。
That the pagan who worship the false god now to rule over your own people.
这个例子还不清楚。
And isn't this example good enough?
所以在圣经里面。
So in the Bible.
哪一个政权
？Which authority?
是长久的。
It lasts.
哪一个政权
？Which authority?
是合法的。
That is legal.
哪一个政权
？Which authority?
是神所保护的。
Is kept by God.
我告诉你，连上帝自己的百姓。以色列政府都保不住。
I tell you, even the Israel God's own people's government cannot be kept.
上帝又可以用外邦不敬畏上帝的人来对付、来攻陷、来摧毁耶路撒冷、来废除以色列的政府。
God even allow and permit the pagan to demolish their own his own people.
这样有哪一个政权可以说我们是永久的？没有。
Then which government can say that we last forever? No.
当你看这一段圣经的时候
，When I see this statement，
你要看到全本圣经前后这样一致的讨论的神的权柄在人的权柄之上。
You must bring all the discussion of the Bible and see that God's authority is above man's authority.
当保罗讲这一段话的时候
，When Paul said this passage，
是不是他要讨好罗马政府呢
？Is it because he want to please the Rome government？
是不是他认为罗马政府的一官两制已经给他相当足够的安全感
？Or he thought the Roman Empire giving a one nation but two government is good enough for them？
有一些解经家认为，因为保罗在讲这一段的时候。罗马人还没有开始逼迫基督教。
Some of the Bible expositors thought that when Paul was preaching on this, the Roman Empire has not persecuted Christians.
所以他讲这些话。
And that's why he said this.
但是他写完了罗马书以后。
But after he written the book of Romans.
他保罗被杀了以后。
That he after he was killed.
逼迫继续来到。
Persecution comes.
很多人看这一段觉得你不应当事情。
Other people read passage and say appropriate.
我不以为然。
I don't think so.
我认为的这一段圣经记载下来。有上帝永远的旨意在里面。
I believe that this passage is written down because God has eternal mind in it.
那么基督徒不是每一个人都可以随便革命。
So we as Christians do not take a revolution simply.
每一个搞革命的人，除非神给他很清楚个别的引导，是超过普通的这些原则的。
Those who are involved in this revolution know that that was a principle that come from God that transcends all these principles.
否则搞革命推翻政府是很危险的事。
If not, it's very dangerous for you to involve in revolution.
我不是说成者为王，败者为寇。
I'm not to say that you become king when you're successful, you become a thief when you fail.
但是事实告诉我们，不是神的旨意，没有个政权可以成功的被推翻掉。
But the truth was to tell that if it's not the will of God, no single government can be dethroned.
若不是神的旨意，也没有个人可以推翻别人的政府，把你自己成了个代替政权。
If it's not the will of God, no single person can dethrone another government and substitute its place.
从中国的历史来看
，from the Chinese history，
基督徒推翻非基督徒政府的革命一共只有两次。
For Christians to dethrone the non-Christian government, only twice recorded.
一次是完全用基督教的想法
，one totally using the Christian mindset.
要建立一个天国在地上。
Want to build a heavenly kingdom upon the earth.
这个叫做太平天国。
The heaven of peace.
太平天国是洪秀全发起。
The kingdom of peace is started by 洪秀全。
他的几个王都以他一样做了基督。
And some of his own the government officers become Christian like him.
甚至策划到一个地步。
Then they plan to a certain stage.
革命成功以后。
After revolution is successful.
重新好好规划。
Henceforth, they want to designate.
每二十五个家就有一个礼拜堂。
For every 25 homes, there's a church.
使全中国变成全世界第一个有天国形式的地上国家。
So the whole China will become a nation with a heavenly kingdom model.
但是神给我们看见。
But God allow us to see.
太平天国不到几十年就完全失败。
The kingdom of heavenly peace after only a decade, they were conquered.
结果连洪秀全在南京。吞金自杀而死。
Even 洪秀全 in 南京 he saw a ghost commit suicide.
这是基督徒搞革命，但是上帝不许可，然后使他失败，很清楚的一个历史事实。
So this Christian involved in revolution, God did not allow them to succeed.
第二次是孙中山先生搞革命。
The second was Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
孙中山先生搞革命的时候
，Dr. Sun Yat-sen when he was participating in revolution,
自己是基督徒。
He was a Christian.
他的民主和三民主义的观念很多是从圣经里面。民权的重要性去发展出来。
His this principle of three principle and also his democracy idea come from the Bible.
也许多参考了西方民主的国家受基督教间接影响 的那些规条。
Also, he have references to those rules that have been coming from the West.
但是孙中山先生不是专找基督徒才一同建立一个基督教的党。
Dr. Sun Yat-sen did not try to gather Christians to form a party.
结果呢，真正把满清帝国把它推翻掉了。
But he is the one truly the overthrown this Manchurian government.
神许可孙中山推翻几千来中国的帝王制度。
God allowed him to go against the dynasties that come thousands of years in China.
后来蒋介石接替下去。
So later on, 蒋介石 came.
但是上帝许可无神论的毛泽东又把中国大地把他拿去。
But then God also allowed the atheistic 毛泽东 to go against him.
那这样的除了宗教信仰以外
，So other than religious belief,
我们看见有一些政府应当遵守的命令。没有明文的规定在圣经里。
So there are also rules whereby you want to obey the government, a principle which is not recorded in the Bible.
但是这段圣经隐藏着两大责任。
But then in this Bible recorded, this passage recorded two great responsibilities.
政府领受的权柄应当遵行的责任。
And also government received the given authority and also the kind of accountability that you have.
第一个责任是什么呢？
The first responsibility.
就是赏罚。
That is to award and to punish.
赏善罚恶。
To award the good, to punish the evil.
这就是执行神公义的原理。
To execute the principle of righteousness and justice from God.
上帝是公义的。
God is righteous.
上帝是圣洁的。
And God is holy.
上帝是恨恶罪恶的。
God hates sins.
所以如果一个政府执法犯罪的事情
，If a government were to punish the evil，
奖赏行善的事情
，and also to reward the good things，
这个政府虽然不是信上帝的
，so even this government is a pagan，
正在遵行神给地上政权的责任
，by obeying and doing the responsibility God has given to the earthly kingdom，
神就许可这个政权继续下去
，can God allow this authority to perpetuate？
这是很有趣的事情。
This is something interesting.
所以为什么有无神论的政权可以延长这么久呢？
Why is it that if this government they can last for such a long time?
为什么有反对耶稣基督的政权，上帝许可它存在这么久呢？
And why is it God allow those government that go against Jesus Christ can perpetuate?
相反，为什么有许多什么叫做信耶稣的国家的政府这么烂，后来上帝给他们一下就消灭了？
And why is there some government that claim to be Christian but that God allow them to be demolished?
因为神不给人特权。
Because God doesn't give privilege in this regard.
不给基督徒特权。
Or special right to Christians.
上帝不会因为你是基督徒，所以你乱来，你贪污，你的政权可以长久存在。
God will not allow this because you are Christian, your nation is corrupt and you continue to rule.
上帝也不会因为你不是基督徒，所以你多么好，他就让你就可以这个消灭掉。
God also will not allow because you are non-Christian, you are good government and that you disappeared.
因为神设立政府的时候
because when God established government,
有这一个普遍的恩典的责任
there's a common grace, the responsibility coming from common grace.
有文化道德的使命
and also this mandate of ethics and culture.
有神公义的执行
and also the execution of God's justice.
有神应当对人审判的这个权柄
and also authority to execute and judge on behalf of God.
所以当保罗说我们不要伸冤
And when God Paul said that I wish to take revenge,
伸冤在上帝
because revenge is God's mind.
保罗讲这句话又隐藏着，上帝可以借着政府替他行道来为你伸冤。
Paul was saying that God can through government take revenge for you.
你说真的吗？保罗有这样的观点吗？
Did Paul say that?
有。
Yes.
你怎么知道的？
How do you know?
保罗对基督徒说，
Paul told Christians,
你们不要自己有争讼。
Do not also prosecute each other.
也以至于告到外邦人。
And you prosecute to the pagans' court.
你们岂不能自己好处理你们争讼的事？
Couldn't you deal with your own prosecution?
岂不知道你们有一天的审判天使？
Don't you know that one day you will judge over the angels?
所以你们地位这么尊贵。
So you're such an honored position.
你怎么可以把基督徒自己争讼的事情带到外邦人中间，让他们来替我们做公亲呢？
How can things among the Christians you ask the pagan to rule over you?
神的公义不在你们中间吗？
Isn't God's justice among you?
保罗虽然讲过这个话，
Even the Paul has said that，
但是保罗自己讲另外一句话是很多基督徒从来不注意的。
Paul said another statement where Christians do not pay attention in the past。
保罗说，
Paul said，
他们对我这样不公义，
They are unrighteous to me，
我要上诉于什么？ 该撒。
And appeal to Caesar.
保罗要上诉于该撒。
Paul want to appeal to Caesar.
那个这不是等于保罗出言出尔反尔吗？
Isn't it to say that Paul contradict himself?
他自己互相抵触，互相矛盾。
He contradict himself then.
一方面说你们自己处理啊，不要祷告到外邦的那里去。
On the one hand, say that we deal with ourselves and prosecute to the Gentiles.
你们乖乖啊，自己处理啊。
Because you deal your own matter yourself.
你们的事我知道，就是不要告到外邦的人。
I know about your matter. Don't take it to the Gentiles.
因为还没轮到保罗嘛。
Because it cannot come to Paul's turn.
轮到保罗处理不公义的事情，我要上诉于该撒。
When it comes to Paul's turn dealing with things unjust, they want to appeal to Caesar.
怎么可能叫别人不要上诉外邦，自己上诉于外邦最高的君王？
How come he stop like this? That Christians to appeal to others, but then himself appeal them?
有一个大学一个学生说。他们是啊，我读保罗的书信，我看他是精神分裂症的。
There is one you say undergrad said that when I read Paul's epistle, I feel that he's a schizophrenic.
他是双重人格的。
He has dual personality.
我听我说真的吗？
Is it true? I asked.
我都从来没有发现，请你告诉我分享一下，你读经心得好不好
？I never discovered that. What did you share with me?
后来他讲出来的话。
When he said that,
我看见他自己精神分裂。
I said that he himself is falling into that.
因为他用精神分裂的解释吧，去明白保罗。
Because with this time, my try to understand Paul.
保罗什么话像精神分裂
？And in what statement it was like a schizophrenia?
那个人说
，He said,
我在犹太人中就做犹太人，在外邦人中就外邦人。
I behave as a Jew among the Jews, a Gentile. I behave as a Gentiles.
保罗说什么呢
？What did Paul say?
我的使徒中间最小的，我还比他更小。
He said that among the apostles to the least and little than they are.
另外一边说，我一点不在最大的使徒下边。
And on the other hand is I'm not the least compared to the biggest apostle.
朝秦暮楚
so he changes his mind.
双重标准
a dual standard.
他自己叫人家不要诉讼到外邦
so he asked us not to prosecute to the Gentiles.
自己要上诉到该撒
but he himself want to appeal to Caesar.
这个不是精神分裂是什么
isn't that schizophrenia?
我告诉你不是的
no.
保罗说在犹太人中我做犹太人
when Paul said that I'm a behavior of a Jew when I was among Jews.
外邦人中我做外邦人
I condemn myself as a Gentile when I was a Gentile.
不是双重标准
not with dual standard.
不是人前讲鬼话人前讲人话，鬼前讲鬼话。
Not、
人鬼碰头，走投无路，不是那样。
Not they speak in different languages to different people.
保罗这个意思是什么
？What Paul mean is
我传福音给犹太人的时候。
When I preach the gospel to the Jews，
我要在犹太人心地里面，在他们的习惯风俗里面，在他们中间完全明白他们的心态，才用他们所能领受的原理。
In their heart, in their mind, in their custom, I want to totally understand them before I can preach to them.
保罗说我在外邦人中间做外邦人。
He said, among the Gentiles, I conduct myself as a Gentile.
我不用犹太文对希腊人讲道，那是神经病。
Because I'm not to preach to the Gentiles in Hebrew.
我要用他们所明白的语言。
Using the language they understand.
了解他们的文化背景。
Understand their cultural background.
知道他们吸收的力量。
Understand their absorption in the power.
外邦的心态所能领受的表达。
Using the Gentile mentality, I want to preach them the gospel.
不是保罗人格分裂
Not that Paul had the split personality.
乃是他以永远不变的道，在能改变别人的事情上，适应个人不同的需要，来了解他们的情形。
With the eternal unchanging word, he want to talk to those who are changing the culture.
那么保罗说我要上诉于该撒有什么解释
？And when Paul said, "I want to appeal to Caesar," what do you mean?
对他不义的不是基督徒
，because the one who is unjust to him is not the Christian。
所以，如果是基督徒与基督徒，我们在主里面，我们好好自己解决，不必上诉到哪里去。
If Christian among Christian, then we deal with ourselves. We don't appeal to the Gentiles。
但是你们这些非基督徒这样不公义的对待我，你知道不知道？每一个国家有宪法，你乱来，你违背宪法，我要告你。
But you as a Gentile and non-Christian, you deal with me unjustly and you have your own constitution, so I want to appeal according to your constitution.
很多基督徒有爱心，爱心给人家打死，不要紧，不管他。
So a lot of Christians say, we must have love, we are killed, never mind.
所以基督徒的钱给人骗完了，也感谢主。
So after their money all have been cheated, they say, praise the Lord.
我告诉你什么叫做爱仇敌。
You know, what do you mean by to love your enemies?
第一
,the first,
爱仇敌的人要先知道谁是仇敌。才不会爱错。
You want to love your enemy, first understand who's your enemy, so that you love a wrong enemy.
明白为什么他是你的仇敌。
You must understand why he becomes your enemy.
那么你的仇敌做错事了。
So when enemy is done
wrong, 你不要紧，等于你容纳罪恶。
When they say never mind, you are accommodating sin in the act.
等于你放纵犯罪的人。
Which in the allows the sinners.
所以你的仇敌 的犯罪以后
After your sin has sinned
他一定要知道他犯罪
He must know that he has wrong
你仇敌欠你五万块
When the enemy owe you $50,000
要你告他
You can prosecute him with the need
这个政府把他抓来
So when the government capture him
审判他
And judge him
叫他不但五万要回来
Not only he will repay you the $50,000
连本带利变成六万
And even the interest added to his
60,000 他6万哪来给你的时候
So when he gave you the 60,000
你对他说
And to him you say
我知道你现在家庭是困难的
I know you are difficult with the family
我6万收了
I take your 60,000
我再送2万给你这叫做爱仇敌
I give you another 20,000 That means you love your enemies
爱仇敌不是爱罪恶
To love your enemy doesn't mean you love the wrongs
爱仇敌不是罪恶完全不数算
Because you would not just say in accounting.
爱仇敌不是许可他违背国家的律法。
It doesn't mean that you allow them to go against the law of the nation.
所以保罗说要上诉于该撒。
And that's why Paul said on the appeal to Caesar.
这完全没有违背圣经的公义。
It doesn't contradict the justice of the Bible.
该撒的存在。
Because Caesar's existence.
是神许可的。
Is God allowed.
该撒的抽税。
And also the taxation coming from Caesar.
是神许可的。
Is God permit.
是耶稣的上帝的屋。归给上帝，该杀的物归给该杀。
And that's why Jesus said, "What belongs to Caesar, go to Caesar. What belongs to God, go to God."
你清楚了吗
？Are you clear now?
这是圣经很清楚的教训。
This is a clear teaching of the Bible.
今天许多主的崇拜讲道太短，选的圣经节太窄，所知道的东西太有限，所以你做礼拜几十年。很多重要的道理都从来不明白。
Today, many times the preaching of the church, the sermon is too short, the Bible passage is too narrow, and that's why for many years you become Christian, yet you don't hear the right gospel.
里面经过三年半，每个礼拜这样听到。
But for 3.5 years, you've been listening every Monday in this manner.
你才知道圣经的丰富。远远超过我们所听的，也超过许多牧师所讲。
Then you know that the richness of the Bible transcends what we understand and what the pastors preach.
所以罗马书如果有许多牧师传道来听这些我最尊重的传道人
And how I hope that there are so many pastors who come to listen to this exposition of Roman I will respect this kind of pastors
在罗马书里面有许多的人后来做传道我对你们有特别大的要求跟对你们的期望
And even for my congregation later on you turn to be pastor I have high expectation on you
我要你们重新建立一个讲台应该有的标准
I want you to re-establish the kind of standard the purpose you have
我要你们对上帝的道的视野更宽广更完整的了解
And to the understanding of the horizon of the word of God I want to have a broader and deeper understanding
对接经的原则有更正确更认真的要求
And to the biblical principle of interpretation I want you to understand even more and demand more stringently
所以你们中间常常来听这些讲解的传道人
So those people who come to listen frequently in this Bible exposition of Romans
站起来成为别的传道人的榜样
So you stand up be the examples of all other preachers
你们常常听这些解经的人有做传道的时候
So he who listens to this exposition when he becomes a preacher later on
你要对自己有更严格的要求对时代有更重的负担
Do you yourself you must have a higher demand and also greater responsibility to the age of today
这样你们就成为这时代以及下一个世代的祝福
Then you become the blessing of this generation and the next generation
因为这些的聚会不是单单供应这一群人自私的需要而已
Because this sort of meeting is not only to provide and to meet the selfish needs of this group of people on their own
重新眺望已经冷淡的祭坛
But to rekindle the cold altar
重新建立已经破败的讲坛
and to re-establish the broken pulpit
重新建立属于神所喜悦的标准
and to re-establish the standard that pleased by God
愿上帝赐福给我
that God will bless us
我继续讲下去
I'll continue
所以这样的当神许可革命成功
so when God allowed revolution to succeed
那是许多的时代中间特殊赐下的时刻不是时代
That's a special moment God has given to special age
啊，这些的时刻就会产生新的时代
And this special moment will create special era
改朝换代的事情发生的时候
When dynasty and ages change
就是政权已经转移到新的一群人的手中
Within the government authority now has changed to another group of people
有新的观念
And there's new concept
有新的标准
And new standard
有新的原则
And new principle
而这个原则常常是 每一个刚上台的朝代都有共同性的现象。
And these principles are the commonality of new government.
Always the same phenomena. Always the same in the beginning of the new government.
在每一个的这个政府开始以前都有同样这种现象。
每一个新的朝代
Every new government 呢
不是 government.
A new age.
Every kind of new age.
New age or new era?
New era 就起始于这个非常伟大的理想。
It's always started with a great ideal.
所以每个朝代起来都是轰轰烈烈的。
So when every era begins, it begins in a very mighty way.
每个朝代下去的都是凄凄惨惨的下去。
But when it declines pitifully.
那轰轰烈烈起来的时候有什么精神呢？
When it comes also glamorously.
就是对道德的尊重。
They respect ethics.
对这个清廉的这个尊重
and also the cleanness of the government, the respect,
一个政权
an authority,
注重圣洁
when it emphasizes on cleanness,
注重清廉
and holiness,
这个政权会维持
this government will last,
无论他有神无神是基督徒非基督徒
no matter with God or without God, Christian or non-Christian,
这是新朝代起来共通的现象
this is a common phenomena when a new era in government comes,
而道德里面对性的这个征召的要求是很清楚的一个代表。
So in morality is also clearly represented by the demand of sexual standard.
Sexual purity and sexual standard 这是很重要的。
And this is very important in a new era.
那么青年子特别注意到对钱要诚实，而且不可随便乱来。
And cleanness is regarding the money; they must be clean and not be corrupt.
所以当一个民族。
So when a nation
注重圣洁的家庭生活
emphasize on the purity life in a family
注重征召有圣洁的社会现象
emphasize on chastity in the government
注重这个经济财政清廉不要随便贪污
and emphasize on the cleanness in economics and finance
那么这个政府一定蒙上帝保守
then this government will be kept by God
今天新加坡政府
Today, Singapore government
凭着什么变成一个很强的国家呢
Based on what they become a very strong nation
他们到现在不准 Playboy 还有 Penthouse 这些东西在书店卖
And today they do not allow the distribution of Penthouse and Playboy magazine
我不是说新加坡买不到这种书、
啊、I'm not saying that Singapore you cannot get this kind of magazine
我也不是说新加坡没有那种不好的店
I'm not saying that there's no better there's a firm in Singapore
but it's政府对性的圣洁有固定的一种标准的要求
But this kind of purity demand in terms of sex of this government
这是神的怜悯
And that's God's mercy
新加坡的政府对钱的这个诚实跟对钱的严谨的管制也是上帝赐福他的原因
And Singapore government to the cleanness and honesty to government also is something very strict
这是一个很简单的例子
This is a very simple example
其实新加坡的政府有许多的毛病
Actually, Singapore government has the shortcomings.
他们对人权的尊重不是太高。
And they do not too much esteem the human rights.
对民主不是太真心。
And also to democracy, they are not too clear.
这个我们今天不太多谈。
We're not going to discuss on this tonight.
所以呢
，But then,
每一个新朝代上来的时候
，Every new era when it comes.
都有一些共通现象
There are some common phenomena
是神所许可的
It got allowed
但当这些现象降低下去
When these phenomena dwindle
性欲泛滥越来越放纵越自由的时候
Then we fly with sexuality
对金钱的诚实越来越乱了
And honesty in terms of money now lose
就可以预料这个政权快要结束
We can predict that this government will soon end
属哈道起来的时候
属哈道 when it grows
它有一个相当大的理想
He has a great ambition
甚至盼望他的孩子没有一个人参与政权有份
And how that he desired probably his son would not be involved in political power
但结果掉在钱财的贪污上
But finally he fell into the corruption of money
所以他的政权有一天一定要下去
So his political power one day will dwindle
他下台的那几天
So the few days before he declined
加拿大一些大路上画出很多的牌吊死苏哈道烧死苏哈道关掉苏哈道枪毙苏哈道这样的事应该满街都在摆
And there were many placards that said hang and kill Suharto and all those kind of slogans
那是5月13-14号
That is May 13 or 14
到18号那一天
When it comes to 18 of that month
礼拜天
On Sunday
我在台上讲到
I was preaching on the pulpit
耶稣升天
Jehovah, Jesus ascended to heaven.
讲完的时候呢
After I say that,
有一个人呢给我一张条子。
A person gave me a note.
他里面写什么呢
？What did he write?
苏哈多下台了。
苏哈多 now have been dethroned.
啊，我说奇妙，耶稣升上去，他下去。
I said Jesus ascended, he stepped, he stood down.
耶稣上台的时候，他下台。
Jesus ascended, he stepped down.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
没有一个地上的政权是永久的。
No earthly power will last forever.
所以求主怜悯我们。
God have mercy on us.
那接着我再讲一段，我就要结束了。
我 short the passage, I want to preach now before I stop.
地上的政权到底应该有的权柄在哪里
？The earthly authority, where lies the limit?
这里提到两件事。
Two things.
第一
，The first
就是佩剑的权柄。
And also the authority of worthy to have the sword.
啊。Worthy to wear the sword.
Worthy to wear the sword.
第二
The second
就是纳粮的权柄
And the authority of taxation.
什么意思呢
What do you mean?
上帝给政府两大权柄
God had given the government two kinds of authorities.
第一
The first
就是军权
That's military power.
就是这个武力的权柄
That's military power.
第二
The second
就是金钱的权柄
And also the economic power.
那么这两个 economic and military, economy and defense,两件事是政府权柄最重要的内容。
So this military and economic power are the two big content of the authority of government.
如果政府没有足够的军权
，If the government do not have enough military power，
很难办事。
Very difficult for them to execute anything.
如果政府没有足够的金钱
，If the government does not have the money，
啊，一个军权，一个金钱
，and money and also military power，
他也很难办事。
And also difficult to ask you anything.
所以政府要有钱
The government has money.
政府要有权
And also the power.
那他可以统治国家有足够的力量
So he can have powerful to rule over the nation.
这两件事都出现在这段圣经
These two things also appear in this verse.
他佩剑不是突然
He's worthy to wear the sword and not in vain.
To wear sword for the government is not wearing the sword in vain. 什么意思呢
他不是佩剑是空空佩剑不是的
佩剑
When he has a sword,
是有真正的圣的
there's a truly established from God.
纳税
and taxation
是应该的
is worthy.
那我现在把这两个分开来讲了。
I want to talk on these two separately.
政府有军权做什么
？The government when has military power, what's for them?
军对外
，the military power is from outside.
警对外
，for outside.
警对内
，and also
警察。
And also the police from inside.
所以警察维持里面的治安。
So the police is for inner peace.
军队对付外面的强力这个侵略。
Army is for outer force.
所以这个佩剑的意思。
So to have the sword.
就是有军权。
Meaning a military power.
有警权。
And also police power.
对外对内保护国家的平安。
Whether to outside or from inside, they want to protect the nation.
这个权柄是上帝的。
This power comes from God.
毛泽东说呢，枪杆子出政权不对的。
毛泽东 said that we want to use the military power to establish the political power.
是政权可以长枪杆，那个是对的。
But rather, is the government power is allowed to have the military power.
神把权柄给了人。
When God has given this military power to us,
这些有权柄的人可以这做这个枪杆。可以这做武器
so that these people with authority can hold the gun and also have the weapon
那么这个有军权有警察的这个权柄是为什么呢
so when you have the army and police power what for
为保卫
to protect
为保安
to also have security
为这一个刑法犯罪做的
and to also punish those who are evildoers
所以这段圣经说如果你如果行善你不必怕政府
and this passage said that if you do good you don't have to fear the government
换一句话是政府应当保护好人
in other words the government should protect those good people
上帝把权柄给政府
God has given the authority to the government
是要政府保护好人
so that he will protect the good people
如果政府保护坏人那就是强盗头
If God were to protect the evildoer, then the head of the evildoer.
那是反常的。
Then that is abnormal.
越过界限。
Then that's transcending the boundary.
所以呢，归正神学的创办人。
So the founder of Reformed theology.
约翰·加尔文。
John Calvin.
他的政府可能是合法化的强盗。
And the government could be a legalized robber.
自己把自己合法化。
So they legalize themselves.
做强盗写宪法支持自己。
They are the robber. They write the constitution to protect themselves.
这是政府常常会做到的措施。
This is wrong thing the government mainly usually will do.
但是加文又讲一句话。
But John Calvin said a statement.
最坏的政府。
The worst government.
无论如何比没有政府更好。
It's better than anarchy.
所以上帝许可许多坏的政府暂时存在。
So God allows those bad government to exist and continue for time being.
因为恶人怕恶人。
Because the evildoer were afraid of the evildoers.
坏人怕坏人。
The bad man were afraid of a bad man.
所以上帝有时候许可最坏的人吓死几百个不大坏的人。
So sometimes God will allow those worst people will frighten those less worst people.
一个撒旦胡现在。
You know, one Saddam Hussein exists.
几千个强盗乖乖的。
And a few thousand of robbers will just keep quiet.
一个 Saddam Hussein 下去。
But when Saddam Hussein was stood down,
马上伊拉克最重要的博物馆137,000件东西给人家偷掉。
You know, the most important museum of Iraq on one day, more than 130,000 pieces of this antique was taken away.
所以许多时候独裁一定要下去。
And many times this dictator would have to sit down.
但是请你知道一个独裁下去常常几千个半独裁跑出来。
You know, for one dictator to step down, a lot of semi-detectors will not appear.
但这些野强盗就随便弄乱全国的治安的时候。
So when this robber tried to make chaos for the nation,
那些愚蠢的人就怀念那些坏的独裁。
So those fools will now recollect and like the dictator.
但智慧的人就期待新生的民主快快来。
So the wise people will hope that new democracy.It will take place.
民族像一个难产的婴孩。
You know, this nation like
a democracy. 民主像一个难产的婴孩。
Democracy is like a baby who's so difficult to give birth to.
所以民主生以前呢
？So before democracy given birth to,
要崩血。
You know, your blood's oozing out, and also the labor pain.
要昏迷。
And also the unconsciousness.
甚至要开刀才能生。
And also cesarean to take it out.
这是世界历史给我们看到的教训。
This is the lesson coming from world history.
神许可新政权起来以前
，Before God allowed the new government to appear,
可能神许可一段一段很黑暗的日子来到。
Maybe God will allow a certain long period of dark period.
虽然如此，不要忘记最坏的政府。比没有政府还更好。
But even so, don't forget that the worst government is better than anarchy.
但是许多很坏的政府是自我合法化的强盗。
But many are bad government that self-legalize themselves as a robber.
好的政府在正常的状况之下。
And the good government in normal situation.
他有两大责任。
He has two great responsibilities. The first,
对外保护国土。
To the outside, they want to protect their own land.
保障民安。
To protect the safety of their own people,
善法恶
and to reward the good and to punish the evil,
以监牢同审判台来制止罪恶
using prison and judge and a court to stop these evildoers,
以奖赏以鼓励来使国家建设
and also to reward and encourage the good to establish a nation.
这是金钱
This is the power.
第二
the second
就是有纳粮。收税的权利
is a power of taxation.
这个就是叫做经济权。
That's called economic power.
政府的第二大权利是经济权。
And the second great power of government is economic power.
经济最重要的两大原理是什么呢
？And the two great principles of economic is
第一
，the first
就是 production，
生产。
第二
，the second
就是 distribution，
就是分布分啊啊。
怎样制造财富
？And to make wealth。
怎样产生好的产品
？And also good product they produce。
怎样使这些产品的这个精良的品质使大家愿意购买
？And so this a good product people will buy。
使金钱给稳固的增加起来。
So the stability of money will strengthen。
那么这个包括呢收纳百姓所有应当交的税。
This include to collect taxes from the people。
第二
，the second，
就把这些分配平均。
And distribute this equally。
有多少百分比是做军事的用处
？And how many percent for military power？
多少百分比是做教育的用处
？How many percent for education？
多少百分比是做民生的用处
？How many percent for livelihood？
多少百分比要做这个科学的研究
？How many percent for scientific research？
有多少百分比要做这个救济贫穷、医药等等用处。
How many percent for welfare？
那这是政府的责任。
And this is responsibility of government。
政府有军权跟经济权。
So military and economic power that the government has。
基督徒就在这两大权限里面。
So upon these two great powers，
我们应当尽责任。
We must do our real duty。
应当配合。
also cooperate.
应当合作
and also cooperate.
应当当兵的时候，你不要逃兵。
So when you must be a soldier, you be a soldier.
应当交税的时候，你要交税。
When you have to pay tax, you pay tax.
这样你就照着上帝的旨意。
Then according to the will of God,
顺服政府。
You also obey the government.
没有权柄不是从上
帝。Because no single government doesn't come from God.
Amen.
Amen.
我们明白这些道理以后。
When I understand all this teaching,
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
给我们做一个好的公民。
Be a good citizen.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们先低头祷告。
Now let's bow our heads.
当我们低头祷告的时候。
As you